No rust on it.
Today's show is brought to you by our friends at Steve's Free Candy Truck.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Recontext. Call them at 217-670-1132 and let Recontext detail your car. Let Recontext give you a detailing and a coating of your car. Let them have it look better than brand new. Recontext can make your car look like it looked when you first bought it. In fact, they make it look better than that. They even put that good smell in it, Steve.
Oh, man.
You know that, they put that, they spray in and get that new car smell.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That is fantastic. And also brought to you by our friends at Just Beds. Just Beds, Steve. Located at 3120 Montvale Drive. They are Just Beds. They are the
non-exterminators.
Very good. It's Just Beds. Another one of our fine sponsors. We are the Morning Disaster, and it is wonderful to see you all today. Let's get this show started. I just noticed I got these U-Haul boxes
in the back. Yeah.
Constantly looks like I'm moving.
Yeah. Maybe you are.
No, I'm not. I'm living here. I'm not moving anywhere.
Maybe you don't know you're moving.
Yeah, maybe I'm being moved or something.
You're being moved.
Yeah. Oh well. Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. But anyway, here we are. We are live. And listen, every morning we come on and people say good morning to me, which is very nice. But sometimes they don't say good morning to everyone on the show. And I know it makes some of the people mad. Or one of the people mad that his name does not get mentioned.
Milk Day.
No, but here we go. I'm going to Twitter.
Oh.
I'm going to Twitter. And I'm seeing Bubba the Baker.
Bubba the Baker.
And all his... These are Bubba the Baker's posts from this morning. All right?
Oh, great.
Or from the last few mornings. So, here we go. Let's see. Today is the 22nd, so let's go to the 20th, which is Monday.
Yeah. No,
let's go back to Monday when we didn't even do it. We don't do a show Monday, but this is from Monday's post from Bubba the Baker. Good morning, Ray and Steve. I am on vacation. Hope you and all the listeners had a nice weekend. So that was Monday. Tuesday, which was our first show this week. Good morning, Ray and Steve. Where are all the nice ladies at?
Oh, yeah.
The ones I meet these days are not that way.
Anyway, I know, Bubba.
Love the show, Ray. Well, Bubba the Baker, well, what do you mean not nice? You mean will they do dirty things?
I don't know.
If they do dirty things, then they're nice. You know.
Maybe he wants to roll in the flour with somebody.
Maybe. Then yesterday, good morning, Ray and Steve, and the listeners. Hey, Ray, I understand you have to get to your workouts. You have to get your workouts in. I wouldn't arm wrestle you, dude. No, you should. My arms are not strong. Steve, you got a plunger up your butt? What the heck? Okay.
It hurts still, Bubba. It hurts still.
Protect your balls. Anyway, I've been thinking about my life. All right, Bubba. And then we get to this morning. This morning, Steve. It says, good morning, Ray and Steve. Another kick-ass show yesterday, guys.
This guy is awesome.
Oh, God, it's National Kissing Day. I better stay home. I won't be very productive day at all. There you go. So that was Bubba the Baker and all his Twitter posts this week. And I figured I'd catch you up on him. Because I saw him this morning, and I was just...
Yeah.
I was laughing. Yeah, so I thought that was very nice of him. So, hey, Bubba the Baker. Nice, buddy. Let's see what our listeners in the chat rooms are saying. Holly says, good morning, Ray and Steve. Hope you have a good... Oh, look at that. She included you in the good morning, Steve.
I know. I'm so happy.
Hope you have a beautiful day.
Oh, yes.
Irene, you, Irene said, well, Lori says, good morning, sunshines.
Oh, good morning to you.
Oh. Volk says, morning, Raymond and Jailbird Steve.
Oh, God, God.
And he was wishing good morning to Jailbird Steve. Oh. And of course, Irene says, good morning, motherfuckers.
Irene, Bubba's wanting somebody to roll on the flower with, baby.
Holly says, Ray's looking very thin today. Oh, really? Am I looking thin?
Yeah.
You think I'm looking
thin? It's that new shirt. It's that fancy Reebok camouflage. I think it's the camouflage that makes you go really? Away. Yeah, hides it.
It's disappearing all this fat here.
Yeah. I can't see. All I see is your head.
But dude, seriously, I told you how much weight. I sent you the number, oh, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think about that?
That's a nice round number. You're getting there. You're fucking getting there.
I told, but remember, I my goal, I'm losing weight out of spite.
Huh? Unfortunately, I gained fucking weight. Oh, God.
I want to catch Sean Ballant and I want to catch Steve.
If I keep gaining weight, you're going to catch me quicker than you want.
Are you over 400?
I'm right at it.
Oh,
right at it.
Yeah. I am getting closer to you, buddy.
All zeros and 1-4.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's good. I mean, that's bad for you.
I even asked if they could. Can I take my shoes off and weigh again?
Dude, I went. I showed up to get weighed after a workout. I mean, my shirt was drenched. My shirt and my hair were just drenched. Yeah. I looked horrible when I weighed.
Yeah.
I had to push my hair is, I combed my hair right before I came on. But I noticed all the black. And my hair was all going straight back instead.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it look like there's more black than gray, you know. But I think that's, getting harder to do.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
look at all this gray, Steve.
Yeah, right there. You got the big batch.
Damn it. Let's see. We got some more mornings. Dan says, good morning, Steve. Maybe Ray.
Oh, thank you, Dan. Dan the fireman.
Tyler says, Ray, congrats on the weight loss. Thank you, Tyler. Irene says, good morning, Milk Dud and Whiskers and Raymond.
Oh, fuck. Irene. I'm here. Remember me?
Oh, the lovely Karen is back.
Oh, yay.
Good morning, everyone. Thank God I was missing her. It's hard to be at my top performance, Steve, when Karen's not listening. You know what I mean?
Yeah, when we don't have top listeners listening,
yeah.
We're off.
I mean, good Lord. Irene says, I do dirty things daily. Thank you, Irene.
Oh.
Irene, if you ever come to Illinois and you feel the need to get up, forget it. Let's see. Christina says, I mince meat. Well, I'm sorry.
You're never on the show, so yeah, why not?
She says, shouldn't Steve be picking up trash alongside the highway? Yes, he's got that shirt on. He's got his trash picking up shirt. His Department of Corrections trash pickup service. Oh, Karen says, I'm svelte. I'm not svelte yet, but I'm definitely. I'll tell you, since they increased my workouts to 5 a week, you know, since my doctor increased everything.
Right.
Dude, I'm telling you, I've been losing. My workouts got me losing, Steve. Um, Tyler says, good morning, Ray, Steve, Dan, Kluge, and Big Tuna.
Big Tuna.
I don't know who a Big Tuna
is. Big Tuna.
Yeah. Christina says, Tyler kissed my ass. Tyler says, no thanks, I'm engaged. All right. Karen says, Ray, you combed your hair. I politely disagree. Well, I did. I had it combed, but I couldn't. Once I combed it, I started fucking with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got this stuff. This stuff is called sea spray.
Oh.
You know what sea spray is?
No.
You put it in your hair, and then you put it in your hair, Steve.
Yeah.
And then after you put it in your hair, you just you mess it up. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You mess it up, and then it will make your hair stick and how.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I don't know if I use it. I don't have it on today. I don't have it on right now, but I'll put it on sometimes. Well, just kind of, you know.
Kind of like Aquanet?
Yeah, it's like, it's to keep it from, it's to make it look less gray. And that's what I'm
doing. Oh. I
use it wrong. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, well. Let's see. Irene says, oh, I didn't notice that bright orange shirt in my bed. What? Oh, she goes, I didn't notice that bright orange shirt. My bad. Oh, okay. I
thought. Well, would you like me to take it off?
Would you guys like Steve to take the shirt off?
I will. I mean, you guys would like it.
No, please leave your clothes on.
Oh. Well.
I just can't like you see anything other than my scar on my shoulder. Like I'm going to move the camera to where you can see my titties.
I've seen enough of your titties.
You've seen.
Good morning, Holly.
Have you seen too much of your titties?
She never even seen my titties. She's seen.
I've seen you dip your titties in cheese sauce. Thank you.
Right, you did do that.
You did dip your titties in cheese sauce, and that was in public. Where the hell was that at the
Dublin Pub?
And then you burnt it down, right?
Yeah.
People were so outraged they burnt down. They burnt it down. After you dipped your titties in cheese. By the way, so yeah, is it? I haven't been by there. I haven't driven by. I want to see what's the damage of the Dublin Pub. I heard about the fire and everything, so. Damn.
Yeah.
Holly says, good morning, Christina, my lovely.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Good morning, Holly.
That's a little bit of a lesbo tone.
That's a little bit of overkill, Holly. Hey. We don't need to give Christina any big head. About where she would think that she is something special to the show because she ain't shit.
Now they're going to be passing along messages. They'll be passing along messages at the
special
old,
head.
At the old turf club. They'll go to the workout place. Hey, I heard your show today. You see, you got a couple of on it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you. Lizbo's. That's what he always. And by the way, I know I heard Dan talking about it last night in Stainless. They always go, hey, you know, she's a lesbo. So they click. It's a click, a pause, and then
double clicker.
They double click, they go lesbo. So that's how it works. You have to scream lesbo after the after the double click. So you double click, pause, look around, and then go lesbo. That's how they do it. They go, yeah, you know that one over there. Yeah, she's a lesbo. I sat by that guy yesterday. I went and worked out, and I sat by that guy again. I had to take my AirPods off and just listen to him talk the whole
time. Good God.
Yes, can I order some famous Steve titty with lesbo? Steve, can I order some famous Steve's famous titty with queso sauce?
Ew.
So that's their special they're having at the Dublin Pub. Yeah. Anyway, let's booze. I just want to make it clear that that's how they are at the old pervs club. Those guys are amazing. They really are, because they have things to say about everybody. So did they find those submersible guys?
No.
Nope.
Oh well.
And they're
dead.
Yeah. I think they've officially run out of air.
Yeah, they're done.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb shit.
Poor guys.
Well, I don't know. I'm not. I mean, I don't understand. I don't understand why anyone would have decided to go on that thing. You know what I mean? Like, why in the fuck would they go on it?
Because they can afford to.
Yeah.
Maybe they're looking for something specific.
Well, but I mean, I don't understand why anyone would have made the decision to go on that submersible thing.
Just so they can say they did it.
What's killing me is there's been other people coming out of the woodwork saying, oh, the engineer's saying, we told them, don't do it.
Yeah. Because I was watching, they did a CBS News did a report on it. And even the CBS News report, they had the guy who created the thing describing it. And it sounded then like he had no idea how the hell the concept worked, you know? And to me, that was like, holy shit, you know, why would anyone want to go on a trip with this guy?
Huh?
It was unbelievable. My God. And I just don't understand why anyone would want to go on that damn thing. Yeah. Yeah. Holly says, let's see. Holly says, I don't feel sorry for them fucking idiots. I read the interview where the CEO said that it's dangerous, but if you're worried about living, stay in bed.
Exactly.
Well yeah, but no, that's not. No. If you're worried about living, just you can go outside, just drive a car or walk or whatever.
Don't go fucking 3 miles below the fucking water.
Why do you want to get into a submersible craft that will sink to the bottom of the ocean? I mean, to volunteer to do that is insane. It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, a submarine, they can drive it from inside the sub, right? This thing, you could not even drive it. And they said right when they were going in, they had these things that were filled with air. And they didn't check them all. They didn't check them all. And as soon as it went in, one of the things filled with water, which it was supposed to be these buoyant things. You know what I mean?
And
they filled with water, so they had weight in them.
Right.
What a bunch of dumb shits. I mean, goddamn, if you're going to tell people $1 billion. To take a ride, at least check the fucking, oh my God. Can you, and did they, and would anybody even insure them for this thing?
No.
So they can't even get insurance. So, and they said all the people on it signed waivers. They signed waivers to die. Oh my God.
Basically, yeah.
Dumb shit. Dumb shit. Yeah, so, yeah, I know we talked about people trying to find him yesterday. But, I mean, I think we could stop talking about that, right? Because I think they're already dead no matter what. Or am I crazy?
Yeah, I don't know. I saw a thing last night. And they hadn't changed the search and rescue to a retrieval yet.
So they're still...
There's still search and rescue.
They were due to run out of air this morning, so they're gone.
That doesn't mean you're dead just because you don't have no air.
Unbelievable.
That means it's much harder for them to breathe.
Well, they're, you know, I don't know. They say the search is going on, though.
Could you imagine being in that thing and having gas with no air? At the time,
there's no breathable air left on board, but they are still looking for them. Shit.
This is another thing down there. Somebody, in a couple of years, somebody else will go down and try to find it.
Bunch of dumbasses.
There'll be some millionaire that will design a suit instead of a submersible. He's going to design a suit probably. I could wear this suit and go to the depths. Yeah,
well, I don't understand why anyone would want to go in this thing. I'm seeing pictures of this fucking thing. Are you crazy?
And five people in it.
Damn, yeah.
Not one or two, five.
Could you imagine what that's like while they're dying? Oh my god, man. By the way, I couldn't handle the farts. Oh my god. Could you imagine the smell of the farts? Oh.
Oh yeah, and the scarier I get, the more gassy I am. So
yeah.
By the time death comes, I'd be like
You'd be letting out really long farts, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I would poop my pants, everything.
Stevie Long farting.
Oh yeah.
I'll be damned. Ah, shit. Good old Steve Areno.
Can you imagine what that smells like? Because people, they say when you die, you lose control of your bodily functions.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine five people shitting and pissing themselves at one time?
Oh, my God. And one of the guys is a British billionaire, his stepson, some French blah blah blah, some explorer or whatever. Yeah, they think it might have got tangled. It might have got tangled in the Titanic's wreckage.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Yeah.
Well, since they can't control it, it probably did.
You imagine that. Unbelievable. Yeah. Let's see. Shahzada Dodwood and his son Suleiman, the Ocean Gate's chief executive and founder Stockton Rush, and French submersible pilot Paul-Henri Nargelot are all the ones that are on that dying. And Hamish Harding is the British billionaire. Shit. Oh, damn. Those guys are dead. They're dead. So, Hamish, Shahzada, Suleiman, Stockton Rush, and Paul-Henri are all dead now. Damn. And they can't be found. No one can find them. Maybe that, like Steve said, they'll do a recovery mission to pull those bodies out of, whatever. Unbelievable. Yeah, imagine what well, Karen says. Imagine knowing you're probably going to die down there. At what point did they know?
Probably as soon as it started dropping like a missile. Sheesh.
Oh, my God. It's just crazy, right? Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. Well. Hope their families enjoy spending the money that they...
No shit.
Could you imagine the kid that wasn't on? Like, the guy probably had several kids, and the one kid that wasn't says, oh, fuck, thank God I didn't go down there. You know there's somebody that turned that down. You know what I mean?
Oh,
somebody,
yeah.
Oh, fuck. Somebody's had to be like, oh, fuck, thank God. Thank God I didn't go on that trip. By the way, thanks, Bubba, for that tasteless photo. I'm on the bottom of the world. Thank you for that tasteless photo, Bubba. Oh, my God. I hear the laugh.
Yeah, dance in the other room. Just laughing.
Look at how tasteless that photo is. That's from Bubba. That's from our Bubba, not Bubba the Paper. That's our Bubba. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. And they had a controller, right? Wasn't it a PlayStation or Xbox?
An Xbox
controller. Okay.
Wow.
Why the hell would they think? They said they're going, I've been pushing up on this fucker for 3 days and still got it. Well, you know, they ate Suleiman, that poor kid. The one that was like the young kid. Oh, my God. Yeah, I feel bad for everyone involved with that. I see Christina was playing with that cat. Now she looks like she's getting ready to cry.
No, I was sneezing.
She's having allergies.
Fucking cat hair everywhere. So that and dirty, in my mouth.
Dirty cats make
I hate you, that fucking cat. My fucking cat does the same thing.
Dirty fucking cat. Ugh.
The cat in front of my face. God damn. 1,000 places to fucking lay in this fucking house and gotta lay on me.
He's up my ass all the time. Will not leave me alone.
Stice says, those people signed up for the Titanic experience, sinking included. Yeah, no, I mean, I don't understand why you'd want to go see wreckage. I never understand. Like, even the people on the highway, and this is this whole gawking aspect.
Yeah.
I don't understand the people when they, if there's a car wreck on the highway, how people slow down to try to see, and it starts stalling traffic.
Yeah.
I never understand that. I'm always like, what in the fuck are you slowing down to look at? And then when you finally go by it, it's always somebody in a wreck. And I'm like, yeah. Why do you want to see this? Yeah. You know what I mean? I try not to look at wrecks. I don't want to see.
What are you looking for?
Yeah. Are you looking for dead bodies or blood? What kind of sicko are you?
Jeez. Well, I have to admit, I look to see if there's a blanket laying on the road. Oh, look. Look at the blood on that blanket. How cool is it? Let's stop and take a picture.
Why would you want to take a picture of that?
That way I can post it on Facebook.
Good God.
People do it all the time. You know, 217 problems of people posting pictures of wrecks all the time.
Yeah, I don't get it.
People are supposed to pray for the people involved.
Unbelievable. It is. It's such a ridiculous. The whole thing is just ridiculous. I don't know, you know.
Well, DC said, you know, in the 90s, a tornado with the people drove through the neighborhood. Oh, yeah. People still drive over through in Sherman. I do. Every time I drive by that neighborhood, see what they're, if they've built new houses yet. Or hell, there's a fish over in Decatur that when they had the big tornado in the 90s out there, there's a piece of wood through the fish's mouth. It's still there. Jesus. That's cool.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy, but I don't know. I just, I mean, I feel sorry for those people, but my God, why would anyone volunteer to go down there? And they signed waivers saying they would not hold the people responsible or something, right? But I think the whole guy that owned the operation was on the boat, was on the submersible.
Yeah, he's dead.
So he's dead too. So I don't even know who they'd sue. His wife is probably up here going, "Oh, thank God."
Probably. Thank God.
She skipped town with somebody else.
Yeah. Sure that she's, I hope that she, as soon as they went in the water, she saw a lawyer and absolved herself of any blame in this. God damn. It's very sad. But, you know, it's exactly what I hate to say this, but when I first heard it's happened, when you first heard it happen, Steve, what was your response?
Oh.
I mean, the first time I heard about it, I heard about it a few days ago. The first time I heard about it, I went, "Oh, they're dead." And I'm wondering if you had the same.
No, I probably thought, why?
So you were.
Well, I just didn't understand it. I mean, people have already been to the Titanic. They've already seen the wreckage. What else is there to see? It's just like they're going on a joyride.
Well, but I went as soon as that. They said these people. They went down and looked at the Titanic. They can't find them. How did you react?
Oh, feel sorry for those people.
You were like, why? Why would they? Not me. I was like, oh, they're dead. Christina, what was your reaction?
Well, first I felt sorry for them, and then I was like, well, they're not coming back. There's no way.
Yeah, I just...
They're goners.
I don't know why they would want to go down to see the wreckage of the Titanic. Anyway, something that happened, you know, over 100 years ago. What the
Watch
fuck
the movie. Would you
ever see that for? Yeah.
Go to Branson and go through the museum.
There's a museum?
Oh, the whole museum just... And it's built like the Titanic. It looks like the front half of the Titanic.
And it's in Branson, Missouri?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They have artifacts and movies and the whole deal. Really? I've been to it. Yeah, I've been to it.
Oh, it sounds like such a hillbilly.
It's fucking expensive as hell.
I wouldn't know. Why would you want to? You went through the museum?
Yeah, in Branson. I thought that was so cool. I mean.
The Osmond Brothers play there?
No. I don't know. They did play music the whole time.
I just don't get it. Stice says there's a museum in Tennessee too. Really?
Huh?
Yeah, big tourist attractions.
Oh yeah, Pigeon Forge.
Yep.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable. Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and Branson, Missouri. Talk about two hillbilly hangouts. Good Lord.
I've been to both of them.
Let me hear. Where do hillbillies go on vacation? And correct for 200.
Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I'm going to go to Dollywood.
Oh, my God.
What kind of person goes to Dollywood for vacation?
I've been to Dollywood. I've been to Six Gun Territory and Branson Museum.
Who did you go to Dollywood with?
With a friend of mine.
Which friend?
Michelle, when I lived with her.
Oh, that meth addict you lived with?
If I told you guys this story, everybody would hate me for the rest of my life. So
we would hate you?
I think I told Christina this story, and she just looked at me and said, "What?"
Christina, do you know the story?
I think I told you about me and Michelle going to Branson and finding something.
He stole something.
Remember at the hotel when I told you
He stole something, didn't he?
Michelle found something and brought it back to the room, and we were questioned by the police and everything.
Oh, no. Did it make you think less of him?
I don't think I could think any more less of him than I do.
I didn't do it. Michelle did it.
Every time you tell a story that involves her, it's always a bad story.
Oh, this is beyond. I mean, she did a lot of bad things, and we stole a lot, and we would want. But this was, I couldn't believe she did it. I'm like, what are you fucking doing? She said, well, it was just sitting there, so I just picked it up and took it. I'll tell the story because I know she doesn't listen anymore. We went to Branson on one of those deals where, you know, what they call it, timeshare, whatever.
Remember, you said everyone's going to hate you. So if people hate you, it's your fault. Okay?
I did not do it. Michelle did.
Let me just say this submersible can sink at any minute and we can die. But go right ahead and tell your story.
We get to the hotel, we check in everything, and I was in the room.
So you agree to go on a timeshare?
Yeah, she said let's go on a vacation. I got a deal where you could go on a timeshare, and then they're gonna give us $100 gift card if we sit through the whole spew and everything. Whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to go to Branson. I just wanted to get away. I hadn't been there since I was a little kid, so I'm sitting in the hotel room. And
by the way, I'm proud to say I've never been there. But go right.
Oh, you need to go at least once.
That's fun.
Yeah, it is. And it's getting better. Yeah. But she said, man, you'll never know what I found outside. I said, what? You know how they have those carts, you know, for people to put their clothes on and stuff to go up to? Because it was like a three or four level hotel. You know, you put your cart on and get an elevator and ride up. these two ladies that were standing in the room right next to us had a cart full of their clothes, their luggage, and everything else. She took the lady's purse off the cart.
God, she stole someone's purse?
And she said, look. And she started going through it. She got the lady's keys to her house, her car. She said, oh, look, there's $900 in cash.
Oh, we're my keeping that. God.
I said, Michelle, you guys do that. She said, they were nobody around, so I just picked it up.
Oh, my God.
And I kept my mouth shut. And about 3 hours later, we get this. I went to the door. I'm like, what the heck? Oh, this is the Branson Police Department. We're wondering if we could talk to you for a moment. What the fuck did I do now? And he's like, these ladies right here just checked in, and they seem to have lost a purse. You guys haven't seen it or anything when you checked in. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, so wait, so they came to the door and asked you if you had seen the purse.
Yeah.
And you had seen it because the person you were staying in the hotel room had stole it.
Well, yeah, because we had all the cash and the credit cards and everything.
And what did she say? Did she tell the police?
She didn't even go to the fucking door. She kept her mouth shut. And I said, no, I haven't seen it. I said, we just checked in. I've been in the room the whole time. Terrible. I mean, that whole trip was paid for. We didn't pay a dime for anything.
Oh, my God. From stolen money. It was paid for because you guys stole it.
We went to Dollywood. We went to the Dixie Stampede. We went to all these shows, and we didn't spend a fucking dime. Then we're driving along. I said, what are you doing? She says, I got to go throw this purse of shit in the garbage somewhere. And what? You're going to throw it in the garbage? Yeah, yeah. But don't worry about it, Steve. I took all the cash out of it first.
This is unbelievable.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it either. But I couldn't believe it.
Why would you hang around? She's bad news.
Well, fuck. She's the one to blame me for her house burning down. If you wouldn't have been so fucking stoned, you could have put the fire out. If you would have been so fat, you wouldn't have started the fire.
Oh, God damn.
If you would have got your lazy ass up out of the fucking bed instead of watching the fucking grease boil over.
So you guys just you just spent the cash. You didn't even mess with
it. Oh, yeah. The credit cards, the keys, everything. I said, Michelle, those are her keys to her car and everything. She'll have to get all new keys for everything. Well, I can't put the purse back. I said, well, fuck. Yeah, there's only, I mean, unfortunately, a lot of people know that story. I didn't tell anybody for a long time, you know, because I just thought, well, maybe this isn't it something is I should be talking about.
Unbelievable what you admit to on this show. It is unbelievable.
Well, then I get in trouble last night by my mother.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling stories about, you know, when I was growing up, about her beating me with a tree. And all of a sudden, and my mom's like, Steven, we're going to call DCFS on me. I said, Mom, I'm 56 years old. That happened 50-some years ago. She says, do you know that I worked for the state police for 35 fucking years? Yeah. You know, I said, that's okay, Mom. They think your name's Barb. Oh, okay. I said, they want Barb Stanton to come on the show sometime.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ray Lytle changed your name to protect the innocent.
Yeah.
I call it, her name's Barb Stanton. I would never let anybody else know her real name.
Well, Barb's my aunt's name. So.
Oh, my God.
Good old Barb Stanton. Oh, my God.
Steven, you don't tell that shit on your show.
By the way, Cindy Lopian says, hey, Ray, what's the scoop on Jim Leach leaving WMAY?
Oh.
You'll have to have him on as a guest sometime to discuss the right-wing ownership of the station. Well, listen. I don't know. Is Jim leaving? Did he announce he's... So I thought the big thing was he was going to announce he was retiring because of... the right wing ownership, but now that he's leaved, they didn't fire him or anything, did they? So I'm looking. Hold on, let me see. What did Jim? I am friends with Jim Leach. He's a good friend of mine, but. What are you laughing about?
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking.
He's reading that goddamn.
No. It had nothing to do with the chat room.
Reading that just, chat room.
I was reliving that. I was reliving that whole trip. And there was another incident that happened, and she got all kinds of mad at me.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't drive through the fucking mountains. She said, well, I'll drive. But she drove through the mountains, and fuck. She's going like fucking 90 miles an hour through the mountains, and we stopped to get gas, and I fucking shit my pants. She said, what?
Imagine that.
She said, clean yourself up. I said, well, how am I going to clean myself up? Well, do something. You're not getting back in my car with those shit pants on.
You shit your pants in your mom's car?
No, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle, the purse stealer?
Yeah. The purse stealer.
Oh my God.
I'm telling. She claims her mom taught her how to steal.
Oh Jesus!
She would steal flower arrangements off of people's graves and sell them.
What? Why were you hanging out with this woman? Why?
She would steal. She would go to the cemetery and steal flower arrangements.
Yeah, and then go to sell them on the street.
What a terrible person.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What a terrible person. Son of a bitch.
I guess I'll find out if she's a still listener if I get a text. God damn, will you shut up? But I don't think she's listening anymore.
Oh, shit.
Thank God.
Oh, my God.
I probably should have told. Oh, she was on a fucking... We lived down in Missouri. When we lived down in Missouri in the hollers, she was on a fucking she had a picture of her hanging in all the Dollar Generals because she got caught shoplifting in the Dollar General.
Well, you said that she was the one who taught you how to steal. She made you go to the Harbor Freight and steal stuff. Right? I remember when you told us that story, like she taught you how to steal.
She did. She did.
Oh my God. Is he smoking a vape? What is he doing?
Yep. He is.
I should have known he was back on the box. He's so goddamn funny today.
Uh-huh.
This is my cigar. It's a cigar.
I should have known how funny he is.
Thank God.
Who the fuck shoplifts at the Dollar General?
I know. If you're going to shoplift, at least go someplace good.
How do you shoplift at a place where things only cost a dollar? God damn.
God.
All right. So I see Brandon was on here saying, Ray, any chance you can get Jim Leach to make a guest appearance if he does it? Sure. Yeah, I'll invite him. I really don't know what's going on. Jim Leach is a good friend of mine. I've always liked Jim. I've never had a problem with him. And I've known him. God, I've known Jim since. I've known Jim since the 80s. I mean, we've known each other a long, long time. And hold on, I got to reply to Dan's. Send me a message. Oh, I just love that. Thank you, Dan. That's a great idea. Great idea, Dan. I just sent you back. I'll ask Jim, but I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a long time. I mean, I think I've only talked to him a couple times since I was let go from that place. But I got to tell you guys, I was there. And Jim Leach's style of broadcast is fucking excellent because he does it in a... the type of radio he does is hard to do in a town like this. And to do it as well as he does is amazing because he doesn't get into arguments with people to lose. He's a smart guy. He's a bright guy. He knows about what he talks about. And, you know, he talks to these people that are idiots and the guys make up their own facts. And, you know,
Dan's going to get him some pussy.
And when you're having an argument with people and you're just telling them you're making stuff up, they get pissed off. And so I'll definitely invite him on. But it's up to him. But also, you know, Jim's been through great tragedy. I mean, it really, what happened to him was something that none of us want to go through. And that was when his wife passed away. Okay. They went to go see a show and she had an embolism and died.
Oh,
right there. Yeah, right there. I mean, that's what happened.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They went to the Muni or whatever and a few years ago, and out of nowhere, she was young. I mean, his wife she was beautiful, young. She had a great future, had a great job, and all that stuff. And she was gone like that. I mean, literally. Like that. It was one of those. Yeah. And then he was right there. So, I mean, it was, I would not want to go through that. And I know it was rough for him but he is slowly, you know, he's gotten, I know when he went back to, he started dating people. And then a couple times after he was dating, he just decided he wasn't ready. And, you know, meanwhile, his daughter got married and started having kids. And you know what I mean? So his children were still growing up and he was the only parent. And I mean, it was a hard time. And then he finally met someone that he got, and he got remarried, and he's been moving on with his life. And, you know, so it might, who knows, it might just be, and plus Jim, he's pushing, I mean, he's right around 60, I think. I know he's old. He's older than me. So I think he's right around that age where he just goes, fuck it, you know? And he's going to work for people that just don't want his style of talk radio on their radio station. You know what I mean? They right. don't. They are. I'm just telling you, the. They agree with a conservative point of view, and he's a liberal host, and they don't want to, you know, they'd rather not have that on. Because I know I work for them. I work for them. I work for them, and I'm very liberal, as you guys know, and Muslim, but my thing was, I knew that they weren't. So my thing was always, well, fuck, I'm just going to try to do comedy. I'm going to try to do comedy, and that way they can't bitch about my politics. But they found something to bitch about. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's why Leach, I was always impressed by Leach, because his attitude was, fuck it. His attitude was, fuck it. I'm liberal. I'm going to be a fucking liberal. Fuck them if they don't like it. I mean, that was always Jim's opinion. Jim's attitude was always, well, fuck them. And I know, I don't know if you guys remember Keith Kramer, but at one point that radio station was me, Jim Leach, Keith Kramer. I mean, there were people there that were really outspoken. And Kramer and I used to always talk about Jim doing his, you know, about Jim doing his thing. And it was like, fuck. For him to be so, I'm liberal and fuck you if you don't like it. I was always impressed by that. I was always impressed. Because I'd try to do my humor thing. Kramer did his wild, I'm a talk show host. I'm only going to talk about, you know, idiots of the news or whatever the hell we did. But we always admired how Leach was like, well, fuck it. No, I'm liberal. I'm going to be liberal. Fuck you guys if you don't like it. And I was always impressed with that. I was like, son of a bitch. Because, you know, that really impressed me. He always has. So, but I think it's going to be a huge loss when he's, because I don't think WMAY realizes how many people share Jim Leach's message, or how many people disagree with it and still listen to him. That's what's impressive. And I hope they're ready for that, because all they're going to do is replace him with some kind of conservative guy, or they'll probably a syndicated guy. Diane says, wasn't he the program director? Yeah, he was, but they took away all his powers. Mm-hmm. He was just program director in the sense that, like, as program director, they never, like, Jim never met with me and told me how to do a show. No, it was always somebody else. They had me working with some guy from Madison, Wisconsin. The guy came in taking over programming, right? He came in taking over programming. He never even got a meeting with me. Never even had a meeting with me.
Wow.
So that'll just let you know what, you know. He met with my newsman, but never me. By the way, my newsman continued the morning show when I was gone. But yeah, I don't know. It was just a weird time. So I'm happy for Jim. I certainly don't know. I haven't talked to him in a while, so I certainly don't know. And Did this just happen yesterday, guys? Because I don't listen. I haven't listened in a long time. So, but I'll invite him on if he wants. Yeah, but I'm sure whatever's really going on, he'll make public. And here's the other thing. You know, I think he's good with money. So I think he's got money saved up and ready to just retire, to be honest. It wouldn't surprise me. if he went to some kind of charitable group or volunteer or something like that and took over, because Jim's a decent guy. He's a decent fucking guy. He really is. I can see him, and he loves theater and he loves all that stuff. So I can see him doing something to help the community or theater or something. But I could also see him going, fuck it, I don't need this shit anymore. I mean, I know what I used to make. When I was on QLZ, I know what money I used to make. And he would negotiate his contracts and stay on. And that he was going to work his, but then they stopped. And I know because of conversation, they stopped paying him what he was worth too. Because I know they weren't paying me what I used to get.
All right.
And then it became time for contract negotiations. They wouldn't even negotiate anything. They would offer an employment agreement, which I wipe my ass with and throw back in there, you know what I mean, and tell them to fuck off. So maybe that's the case too. Maybe they're just trying to get this employment agreement bullshit. Fuck them. So, yeah. Cindy Lopian says, Jim announced yesterday he's leaving next week, and Sam Madonia says he's going to go. Well, how the fuck would Sam Madonia know? Number one, I doubt Sam would know what Jim's going to do. But maybe unless, because I know Sam works at the state. I know Sam works at the state. Of course, Sam works at the state and at sports radio. Because God forbid he not get two salaries.
Right.
So I don't know. I certainly don't know for a fact. I'm not going to. You know, but I do know that when his wife had a good, when she passed away, that there was some money that, you know, that he received. And I know that he shared with his children, and also that he did have money saved up to where eventually when he wanted to retire, he can retire. So, you know. And shit, he's like 60. So if he goes to work for the state now, it'd be for how many years? And I don't know how long you got to work there before you build up any kind of retirement. So you got to work for the state for a while, right?
At least 20 years.
Yeah, shit. And if he's 60, does he have 20 years left? You know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he just wants to say, fuck it. Maybe he's to the point where he just goes, fuck it, and he stays at home and goes out and acts, and he loves his theater. Maybe he goes and acts and plays or starts directing or teaching. Listen, I tell you this. No matter what he does, he's going to be good at it, because Leach is good. Jim Leach he's one of the smartest guys I know. He's one of the most decent people I know. His children are wonderful. He's just a decent guy. And I've been friends with him since, like I said, the 80s. And I have nothing but good things to say about him. And I'll tell you, if he did what I did, he'd definitely have an audience.
Right.
If he started his own internet, if he started his own internet thing, he could definitely have an audience. I'll tell you that, because he's very good at what he does. And there's not a lot of people that can do it. He's the last, he literally is the last left-leaning talk show in a world of a bunch of right-wing nut job talk shows that all sound the same. They all sound the same. There's no diversity in talk radio. None. There's no diversity in talk radio. It's all right-wing white guys. That's all it is. Oh, he definitely do. No, what Jim does is political stuff. It's all political. I mean, when I wrote comedy, Jim would do it really well. But no, what he's good at is political stuff. Because he reads. He reads stuff. He knows what he's talking about. So he'll argue with MAGA people, and he'll use facts, and it pisses them off. Because MAGA people, not all, please, I'm not saying all of them, but most of them do not read. I'm saying I know some very intelligent conservative guys who've actually read the Trump indictment, so they know what they're talking about.
Right.
But then there's these people, like they haven't even read the shit. Trust me, Jim Leach read it. Jim Leach, that indictment came out, and Jim Leach read every fucking word of that indictment.
I think my mom did too, because my mom said something.
Yes. They know exactly. And I read some of it, but I couldn't read it all. It's too much.
Right, yeah. I guess there's over 100.
It's fucking crazy. And by the way, the shit that I read, if Trump doesn't go to jail, I'll be shocked. Unless,
yeah.
Mean, it's fucking crazy. I mean, I don't know how the hell he's going to get out. I mean, shit, I don't know how he'd get out of it. If he does, I would be really impressed. But I'll tell you, I guarantee you Jim read every fucking word of that document. I guarantee you he read every word of it. It's just the way he is. So I'm sure it'd be a political show if he did it. But it might be, he might be going to work for whatever. He's very charitable. So maybe one of these organizations he believes in, he might be going to, he might be going to head up one of those organizations or something, or to do marketing for it, or to do public relations, or, you know. So I don't know, but I would not be surprised if he loves theater and stuff, so. They were looking for someone to head up the Muni or whatever. I'm sure he would do that. So I don't know. I don't know what he's doing, but I wish him luck. But it is amazing. It's amazing. And I always say this about Jim Leach, but it's amazing. He is a liberal guy. He is 100% diehard liberal guy. And it's amazing. It's amazing how many people who 100% disagree with everything he believes in, listen to him. And I want you to think about that. He's doing a political show, which is fucking a left-leaning political show in this world, the way it is now. If you do a right-leaning show, you always get listeners. You always get listeners if you do a right-leaning show. A left-leaning show, it's almost impossible to get them, and Leach has always had them. And he's gotten high ratings, and he pisses off local, hillbilly businessmen. I don't mean that in a derogatory term, but I mean as in, he'll have businesses that are gun-toting, right-wing, MAGA-loving, 100% opposed to everything he believes in. And they'll still advertise on his show. So what he does is an amazing thing. And I think Jim is just one of the most talented guys doing it of all. And as a person, he's funny. He's got a great singing voice. He's talented as shit. He's never done a comedy show, but he could very easily. Whenever we needed voices on the Morning Disaster, my producers, I'd always go find Leach and see if he'll do it. And then he would knock out a voice. He did a voice of Bill Clinton in the 90s of the Morning Disaster where he goes, "Do it like your mama taught you." That was Jim Leach that did that voice.
Oh, wow.
And we played that for years. So, I mean, he's a very talented guy. I'm sure whatever he's going to do, he's going to be great at it. But I wouldn't be surprised if he's just going to say, fuck it, and retire. But he, you know, he could do many things. But, you know, I'm sure he's going to be replaced by some right-wing syndicated show.
Steve, what the hell are you doing?
Listen.
Yeah.
You had your tongue out of your mouth.
Oh.
Steve says, Ray, when are you going to go to Sirius XM? Dude, I like doing what I'm doing here. And all Steve, you and Bubba the Baker, and I'm trying to think of other guys that are from Peoria. Like, you Peoria guys, I love you guys. And I loved living in Peoria. And I love doing a show. In fact, I'm redoing all those old shows. I'm redubbing all the Lytle and Lamb shows now. And they're all, if you are a subscriber to this show, you're going to be getting Lytle and Lamb replays. I'm replaying all those shows. I was just replaying a show from 93 and I just dubbed it. And, it was a show from July of 93, and it was do you guys know who Peter Reckle is? He was the guy who played Bo Brady on Days of Our Lives.
Oh.
He was in town. He was in Peoria in 93 doing this play, and yet he'd hang out with us in the studios in the morning. We had so much fun during that time frame. We were going out every night and party. It was, I'm telling you, he's on the show and I was listening back and it was so funny. It was just a great time. And I'm going to put that one out in July. So if you subscribe to the show, you'll get to hear all those old Lytle and Lamb shows as well as the old Morning Disaster shows. So sign up because I'm not planning on going anywhere. I'm planning on continuing this. This is what I love doing. This is what I love. And you know, I don't know if Jim will end up doing a show on the internet, but he should, because goddamn what he does is needed. But he's good enough to do a left-leaning show anywhere. But if he's going to do a regular job or a job he loves, I wish him luck. Wish him luck. So anyway, congrats. I haven't listened to Jim in a long time, but just because I'm usually not driving around that time, but, what he does is really special. And, you know, and I think that people should realize what they're losing when he goes off the air, because I'm sure they're going to replace him with some kind of right-wing bullshit syndication. It would not shock me. Because that station's all about trying not to spend money. So that's why I think it's sad. Because I think what he does is special. And he's so good at it. He's really, really good at it. So I wish you luck, buddy. But yeah, I want to invite you. I do want to, in fact, I'll make it publicly right now. Jim, do this show. If you are hearing this, whenever it's time, whenever you feel like it, please come on this show. I'd love to have you on as a guest. And I'm sure our listeners would love to see you. All right. But Steven, who's on there, asked the question about Sirius. Steven, subscribe to this show right now. Go to morningdisaster.net, click subscribe, and subscribe down. Subscribe now. It's free. We're offering free subscriptions right now. You get 7 days free. If you cancel within those 7 days, you won't have to pay anything. In fact, we're doing a show tonight. Tonight, we're doing our Thursday show. On tonight's show, we are going to have a song that is so fucking good. Dan just sent me what the song's about. Holy shit. You guys, I'm telling you, if you're a tier three subscriber, the song that we are going to do is fucking incredible. Plus, episode one of Will Steve airs tonight.
Oh, shit.
Episode one of The Adventures of Lil Steve.
I can't wait.
Airs tonight.
I cannot fucking wait.
Plus, you know, I'll try to reach out. I don't know if I can get hold of him, but I'll try to reach out to Jim. And, try to, I don't know if I'll find out anything, but if I find out anything, I'll share it. So subscribe to tonight's show. And to do that, just subscribe to tier three. Sign up now. You will get it for free. You'll get it for free. What are you singing, Steve?
He doesn't know. He hears voices in his head.
Steve's got two fists of people tonight.
We're going to bring the drinking game back tonight, too, at Steve's request.
That's right. And tonight, the return of the Ray Lytle drinking game during
the- Yep.
We had to think up a secret word, though.
Well, we have our words. Remember every time?
I don't remember what the words were.
I've got them wrote down. It's like, by the way, is one shot.
Oh, okay.
Or it might be, oh, well, is one shot. And then, by the way, is one or two.
Whenever I use those words, I always use.
Yeah, it's the key words. Yeah. By the way,
oops.
Oh, well, and how dare you?
Yeah, whenever those things go, you drink.
How dare you is like three shots.
I see my crotch says, I'll get the Patreon, then cancel, then set it, then get it again for a week. Now, I think with your IP address, you get to do it once. So I don't know how the Patreon thing, but yeah. I think they only allow one. So I'm just saying, do what you got to do. But literally, I mean, tier three is only 10 bucks a month. Tier one's $5 a month. So even if you pay for tier one, you might not get the Thursday show where we debut everything, but you're going to get the Friday and Saturday show, which a lot of times I replay stuff.
All right. Tyler makes a valid point.
So
I have to change that. What?
Because he said, don't forget, I'm just saying. Ray just said, I'm just saying.
Saying. All right, we'll add it to the list. We'll write it down so we don't forget.
They're writing all the things.
Yeah. So we may have to either remove a keyword or add a keyword.
Whenever I say add it.
Oh, well, or I'm just saying. By the way, fuck Steve.
We should add, what the hell's wrong with you, Steve? We hear that every day.
You should add, yeah, when Ray yells at Steve. And you should add, whenever somebody mentions Irene's tits or whatever.
Oh, God. Oh,
yeah.
We'll all be freaking wasted.
Karen says, can you give us a hint about the song? What original song is it based on? Yeah, I can give you. Have you ever heard the song? And who's that song by? I live in Jeopardy, baby. Yeah, which is by, I can't remember who did that. I live in Jeopardy,
oh,
baby.
Greg Kin Band.
Greg Kin Band, yeah.
Ooh.
It's done to Greg Kin's Our Love's in Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But good song.
Yeah. Irene says, everybody's going to be more drunk than Cindy and I. Well, Cindy's disappeared.
Yeah.
I don't know what her deal is.
Goose left another chat room. He left the other MLB chat.
Dude, I don't know.
He's fucked up.
I don't know what happened. I called Cindy Monday.
Yeah, Cindy disappeared too.
I called her and I said, hey, do me a favor. Just get home me when you guys and let me know what time you guys are going to go. And then they never got a hold of me. I worked out. I got done working out. I rushed home, got home, and there was no show. And then Goose sent me a bunch of texts. So I don't know. But Cindy somehow decided that she was going to disappear too. So I don't know. I do not know. Karen says Goose and Cindy must have run away together. Maybe she stole a purse. I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is I got really good news this week.
Yeah.
And I wanted to call a family member and tell them about the news. Goose is not answering my calls. He would not answer me. So I had to call my sister. I never, ever talked to my sister. That's who I had to call when I got good news. Because Goose is not talking to me. And I don't know what I did. Did anybody do anything on the show?
I did. I didn't.
Because he attacked me said something about my lackeys. And I'm like, I don't even know what he's talking about with my lackeys.
Unless he's talking about maybe, you know, Monday Dan reaching out to him and said, hey, I'll produce your show, but I need a time.
Maybe did Dan get into some argument with him? Or?
I don't think he got to argue with him. I think he just wanted help.
Wasn't an argument. He just told him, you know, he's like, I need a set time so that I can get you guys going on Mondays.
But he sent him? Did he send him something, or how did he get hold of him?
He sent him a message on Messenger, but he never got it, so I forwarded it to him through text, and he got a little upset.
Oh, he got upset at you?
Yeah. He got a little little persnippety with me.
I didn't know this. Is that so he's pissed at you?
I think he's pissed at everybody.
Not me. I didn't do shit this time. Other than beating an MLB.
Fuck, I didn't know any. I didn't know this. So he yelled at you Monday? So you knew?
Yeah, kind
of. Well, how come he didn't tell me? Because now I've been wondering what the hell's been going on with him.
I stayed out of it, so I didn't.
Yeah, he's upset because
goddamn
Dan asked him for a specific time.
Well, I've been asking him for a time. Yeah, and I've been telling him in advance I want the time. I told him it's my day. Monday's my day off. If you give me in advance what time you want to start the show, I'll start it. And I don't understand why he can't. I can't understand why he doesn't. Why he can't see that. Why I can't, I have a day off. I have a day off where I sleep. I sleep till I wake up. And if I wake up early, I'll go work out early. And if I wake up late, I'll stay home and work out after my wife's lunch. All I wanted him to do was get home on like Sunday and say, hey, listen, tomorrow I'm thinking of going at this time. And give me a time for two reasons. Number one, so I can promote it. Why is Stainless such a successful show? Why is Stainless so successful? I'll tell you why. Number one.
Because I'm not on it.
Because the hosts are good. They have a lot of content. It's the most prep show on the network. And it's a very, very good show. Number two. It's on at the same time every fucking week. People know when it's going to be on. They know because it's scheduled. And the same thing with Smoke Signals. They know it's scheduled every fucking Tuesday.
We've only missed one fucking show in a year.
They've missed one show, but if not, they're there every Tuesday at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
Stainless is there every Wednesday around 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I told Goose, I'm like, just let me know. Just let me know so I can let people know that your show is going to, because his fucking Monday show has run at 11, 1130, 12,
2,
2
4.
30, 430, 4, 530. And it's like,
6.
I'm like, just let us know what time you want to start it and we'll schedule it. And we'll start it. I don't understand how. I don't understand how difficult that was to just give us a set time. And now Cindy's disappearing. I mean, fuck that. What? Now she disappears from our show?
Huh.
I mean, what the hell? I didn't do anything to her. Yeah. I didn't do anything to Goose either. And then he cancels a subscription and shit. I mean, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, that just really pissed me off. Because I didn't do anything. Fucking Christina. I should have known Christina did.
Why do I always get blamed for everything?
I should have fucking known.
She's always fucking trying to make the show better, but she's always stirring shit up. Pisses people off.
That's how I roll. It's good at picking people off.
I remember Smoke Signals when it was Steve, Bubba, and Fat 420. The early times, remember?
Mm-hmm. When they were just
three fat stone guys. Three fat stoners talking about nothing. Those were the best shows.
That's what I thought Smoke Signals was supposed to be about. Three fat guys talking about weed, food, and
nothing. That's what it
not is. Current events.
Who gives a shit about it? Derek says Cindy's in the YouTube chat. Well, I know Cindy Lopian's in the YouTube chat, but I'm talking about Cindy Council.
Yeah, she hasn't been there a week.
Yeah, she's too good for us now. She's fucking, think she's fucking too good, I guess.
Oh, no, Holly. Christina and the Biggin are one and the same. They're just in disguise.
No. Yeah,
the Biggin fucking messaged Goose.
Yeah. Biggin's like, you fuck a little midget. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, we know. We know what the fucking. The Biggin is the one who messaged him.
Oh, Lori messaged me.
Yeah.
Ooh. Did you hear about Steve yesterday, Christina, what he did?
What did he do?
Went to Dairy Queen. And he got two blizzards, and he brought one by Lori's office.
I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that place she works at is huge. I thought it was just two buildings, but this bitch is huge.
Oh, he wobbles his ass in there and brings her a fucking...
Well, I didn't get a truck. I made her come out and get it.
Or gets a blizzard to her.
Really? You made her come get it?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Well, you can't walk, you know.
Well, she needed to get up and exercise. I didn't need to get up and exercise.
At least he could roll his window. What? At least he could roll his window down now to hand it to her.
I did. Well, I opened the door, actually. Because I'm so used to just opening the door. I forget that I can roll the window down. Now when I roll the window down, I pull up too close to the fucking drive-ups, and I'm like, whoa, I can't get my arm out. Shit.
Good old Steve. Yeah, so.
What? And then puked on himself. Bubba said Steve puked on himself.
What? You didn't puke on your show. You didn't puke on yourself, did you?
Last night, I might have been puffing on a vape and I started coughing really bad and the lactose came up and a little bit in my mouth.
Oh my god.
Oh god, that blizzard tastes worse second time around. Ew. It wasn't the best blizzard. I thought I probably shouldn't even say this. You got to go, oh my God. I ordered her, she wanted a s'mores blizzard, okay? So I ordered her a medium s'mores blizzard, and I thought, well, I'm going to order me a large peanut butter puppy chow blizzard. It sucked. I'd have rather just had a vanilla ice cream cone.
Mm. Yeah, Dairy Queen's good, though. I like Dairy
Queen. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll get a small sundae with pecans.
Ooh.
Nico, is that it? Yeah, just give me pecans. You don't want any? Nope, just give me pecans. And that's good. Because I can't eat a whole small sundae.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like my stomach is stretching. Because I can eat more than I originally could. You know what I mean? I think it's stretching. The big one would know it.
I mean, yeah, you'll be able to eat a little bit more than what you were. It's eventually going to stretch out a little bit, but, like, don't force it.
Well, no, I can't eat a lot, but I'm just saying. Of course, that weight loss I just had. It's those workouts, man. Those five-day-a-week workouts kicking in. Mm-hmm. I'll go today and kick some major ass. We'll work out. And then I'll get weighed again next month. And I can't wait till I'm down to Steve's weight. Oh,
you'll get there.
When I get Palin's weight and Steve's, I'll be so happy.
I'd say give it maybe 2-3 more months.
You went to the doctor, right, Steve?
Yes, sir. Yesterday.
Did you lose or gain? Did they weigh you?
I gained.
Oh! Are you back in the fours?
Yes.
Steven!
I gained those 5 pounds back that I lost. Uh-huh.
It's that fucking ice cream and those goddamn Pringles.
400s.
But my A1C is okay. She didn't say it was good, but she said she's happy with it. So.
Okay, but that means if it's under 7 for you.
Yeah.
Good's actually under
5. She did question me. She said, I just see the report from when you went to the ER the other day and your blood sugar was 432. She said, that is a little bit high. God. Would you like to explain that? I said, I don't know. All I've been eating is apples and oranges. And
oh, why would you lie to her?
She said, I believe you.
Lying ass.
So she said she believed you?
Well, when she checked my blood pressure was only 110 over 60.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. And I told her, I said, you know, if we went off my blood pressure only, I'm as healthy as a horse. You know, all of my blood pressure is good. My O2 is good.
This is from fucking Kentucky.
I need your doctor's name.
Yeah.
I'm going to send her all these pictures.
Blood sugar should never be 420. I mean, that's insane.
I don't, but I don't check it. I don't check it every day. Well, I don't even have the means to check it every day. I know I'm supposed to.
You should.
I'm supposed to actually give myself insulin every single day if needed. Anytime my blood sugar is over 150, I'm supposed to be giving myself insulin.
Well, you should check your blood sugar daily.
Well, I can't. There's so many different insulin checking products out there. I probably got 25 meters around here, but so they all take different fucking things.
Just take one and go. Boom.
I know. But I can't ever get the strips to work and all that other bullshit. So just fuck it. I don't even.
Excuses.
Yeah.
I just don't fucking check it. I never have.
It should never be over 400.
It should never be over 150.
Well, it shouldn't. You're right.
But I have let it got over 150 more than one occasion.
From eating an entire bucket of Nutty Bar ice cream. Didn't he get some kind of fucking Little Debbie cakes ice cream? Mm-hmm. Or something?
Yeah. He did.
I still have one of those left that hasn't even been touched yet.
Or a whole box of fucking Oreos or something. What was the cookie?
No, I don't eat Oreos.
Didn't you get generic, some kind of generic you know.
Nothing. I don't eat cookies. The only thing I might have done this week out of the norm was the blizzard yesterday. And I gave myself a blizzard because I left the house, I went to a doctor's appointment, and I felt I should be rewarded for that. So I told the nurse, I said, shit, I'm going to run across the street to the Dairy Queen. She's, oh, that sounds like a good idea.
Oh, my God, Steve.
Good old Steve.
And I felt bad after because every time I go to, I don't know if other people like this, I go to the doctor, I try to make light of the whole situation. I know I'm not in good health. I fucking know it. And you know what? I'm never going to do anything about it because I've been this way all my life.
By the way, I like him so much better when he's smoking pot. He's so much funnier and so much.
He's more animated.
Yes, he's much more animated. He's nicer. He's funnier. You're just a better person when you're on weed.
Okay. Yes.
And when you're not on weed and you're so fucking sad all the time and you're melting down. Well, fuck you. You're melting down all the time, getting angry.
Yeah.
I like happy stoned.
I will admit, I'm a little bit stoned today. I took several hits off my vape, and I ate an edible right before the show. So it's all started.
We're hearing about all the felonies you commit, and I just love when you're, you know.
Yes. Keep doing drugs, Steve.
So as we're ending, let me promote again. Tonight, on tonight's show, we have a brand new song that is fucking top-notch. We have the first episode of Little Steve tonight. Plus, we are bringing back the drinking game tonight. I mean, these are perfect reasons why you should subscribe to Tier 3, because right now you can join for free.
For 7 days.
You can get 7 days free. And at the end of the 7 days, either you start paying for it, which is $10 a month for Tier 3. Tier 1 is only $5 a month. Or you can have it for 7 days free and cancel it and never pay anything. So take advantage of the trial for free. Get a free trial of all of our tiers. For classic, you get classic episodes. You get the daily, whether it's Smoke Singles or Stainless or Morning Disaster Live. You get all the different shows at night. You get all those. And then you get the Daily Disaster. The Daily Disaster, which is always great. Daily Disaster today is Mini-Me's mobile unit, which Mini-Me was that little person from Lincoln who joined the show. He was great when he was on the show. Then you have a classic podcast today. You get the show from June 21st of 2002. Is your classic podcast that comes out around 2 o'clock. And then you'll get the show tonight, the Tier 3 show that has all this great stuff. And then you'll get tomorrow, you'll get the Daily Disaster with Listeners Love Peter. Which, if you've been getting this week's shows, you know that Peter Rodman was already Bodine not liking the Peter Rodman bit. That was already like Monday or Tuesday, you know, that was already on. Plus classic podcast tomorrow, or classic podcast tomorrow is June 23rd of 1998. So I'm telling you, plus so much more. And you could even sign up tiers 1 through 5. They're all free trials right now. They're all free trials. I mean, my favorite listeners are the tier 5s.
That's only 16 cents a day.
Yeah.
$5 for a month is 16 cents a day.
Oh, wow.
Where can you get that kind of entertainment for 16 cents?
I'm telling you. Plus, I haven't put out a Guess the Date podcast, but I got to put out one because it's always DA versus this other guy. they're the ones that do it, and I like to see who comes up first. Which, by the way, when DA, even when DA was on vacation, you could tell he stopped his vacation and figured out when the episode was from. It's amazing. So I'm always impressed by stuff that's going on. It's amazing. So there you go. Join us tonight, 6 o'clock, for our Tier 3 podcast. It'll be fun. All right? Listen, I thank you guys all for listening today. I'll try to get a hold of Jim Leach and see what's going on. I don't know, you guys. I have no idea. But I'll find what I can. I'll share with you. Show tonight, 6 p.m. We'll talk to you then. Have a great rest of your Thursday. Karen, I'm glad you're back. Karen has, I've felt naked the last 2 days without Karen in the chat room. Thank God. She's back. All right, you guys, we'll talk to you soon. I promise. So long.